going deep. Deep. Today's top story, Burns and Gambo.
Going deep brought to you by O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. My God.
They lost by 30, 120 to 90.
Let me tell you something. It's unwatchable. This is ridiculous. I mean, I want this team to do well. I predicted that they'd improve by 10 games. This is a blank show, okay? And you know what the blank stands for. This is a blank show. This is an embarrassment. I mean, you can't keep putting this team out there on the court. I mean, you might as well forfeit all your games. This is the product you're going to send out there and put out there in front of your fans? Are you kidding me with this? Are you serious with this? That's an embarrassment. Every night. This is ridiculous. The hell are people paying for? Give them all their money back when they're leaving the arena. I'm sorry. Can I give you a refund? I'm sorry. We stunk so bad again. Can I give you your money back?
Was there anybody to give money back to?
I mean, I would give my money back to every single person that bought a ticket for these. This is ridiculous. You can't play like this. These veterans on this team are garbage. All of you. Tyson Chandler, garbage. Trevor Ariza, garbage. Ryan Anderson, garbage. None of yous are any good. None of you care about playing. You're stealing money. Stealing money. Just ask for a buyout and go away. All of you. This is a joke, the performance that you guys put out there. Play Bridges and Okobo and the young guys so I don't have to see the veterans play anymore. This is an absolute blank show, what we're watching last night. That's unwatchable. That's unwatchable. We have to watch it. I'm watching this game like this is absolutely unwatchable. You can't watch it. I mean, there is no entertainment value at all. You got players on this team with six games into the season, and the veterans have quit. Six games in, they don't want to play. Well, go away. Go. Give you a buyout, and you leave. Go somewhere else. I can't watch this. I'm serious. I want them gone. Trevor Ariza, my God. Dude, I mean, you're right up there, man. That's stealing $15 million. Grand larceny. Congratulations. You just stole $15 million. Tyson's been stealing money for a long time. Ridiculous watching him play out there. Ryan Anderson, my God. I don't know what the hell he got him for. $50 million wasted. Time we have wasted on the way. It's a joke. It's a joke.
God, I felt good. That felt good, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm saying the same thing. Everybody's feeling the same thing.
Jordan, was that the first Gambo rant we've had basically since Alex Avila, right? I mean, that had to have been.
There may have been
one in between?
But not to
this
level.
Oh, boy.
Watching this game, like, are you guys going to make a run at all? Are you going to try?
Are you serious with this?
Can you get in front of one person? Can you defend one person? One. My God, they made the Spurs look like they were, every player was an all-star.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take issue with one thing you said, if you don't mind.
I like Bridges.
Okay, I'm gonna take issue with one thing you said.
Yeah, go ahead.
They played the kids last night. They played the kids.
Yeah.
Four of their top 7 minute guys last night were rookies.
Good. Keep playing
them. Ayton, 31. Okobo, 28. Bridges, 27. Melton, 20.
Keep playing them.
Four of the top 7 minute guys last night were the kids. Crawford played 10. Chandler played 9. Anderson played 8. I mean,
and Ariza?
Ariza was the most minute guy last night. I think he had 36 when it was all said and done. But I wouldn't give him
6 minutes a night.
I mean, to blanket blame it on the veterans. Now, we can blame 1-6 on the veterans if you want. I got no problem with that.
But blanket blame
last night on the veterans, other than Ariza, is a little off the mark because a lot of those veterans, a lot of those guys you just yelled at, didn't play last night. It was the kids. It was the kid. And so when you're going to play four rookies 20 minutes or more against a veterans team like LaMarcus Aldridge, Rudy Gay, and DeMar DeRozan, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to get killed.
You're going to get slaughtered.
You're going to get killed.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Jackson, my God. I mean, we'll talk about him later, but Jesus, what? I mean, what? My God. I mean, you came in as a defensive player. You literally can't defend anybody. I think I could go by you right now on a crossover dribble. I mean, this is just, I mean, you're getting thumped every night, man. You're getting thumped every single night.
To that point.
Thumped.
I looked it up because I was curious. They've lost 6 games so far this year.
Yeah.
By an average of 20.6 points per game.
Is that insanity? That's insane.
Last year.
You're averaging losing by over 20 points a game.
20 points per game. 20.6 to be exact. Last year, I looked at the first 6 losses of the season. Those include losses of 48 and 42 points the average score last year that they lost their first six games by? 21.5. It's the same. It's
no change.
The same.
Results are the same.
21.5 points per game they lost their first six by last year. 20.6 they've lost their first six games this year. It is exactly the same. And you spent $15 million on Trevor Ariza.
Waste.
And you're spending
millions
on Ryan Anderson.
Trevor Ariza doesn't want to be here.
Signed Jamal Crawford for some reason that doesn't make any sense at all. And it's improved nothing. Nothing. In fact, last year, when you had six losses, you at least had four wins.
Yeah, you gave 68 minutes to those guys. Ryan Anderson was on the court for 8 minutes last night. They were minus 16.
That's probably somebody from the Suns yelling at me to take my press pass away.
Tyson Chandler, garbage. Trevor Ariza, garbage. Ryan Anderson, garbage. None of yous are any good. Ryan Anderson, 8 minutes, minus 16. How are you minus 16 in 8 minutes?
That's eight really bad minutes.
How are you minus? You played 8 minutes. You were minus 16.
That's some pathetic
That's
minutes.
Like, that was like almost, that was the second worst mark in the game last night. You only played 8 minutes. That's how bad you are. You were a minus 16 in 8 minutes. My God, I can't even play you 2 minutes. That's why Houston didn't play you in any of the playoff games.
Yeah.
Three consecutive series, they sat you on the bench for just about the entire game. I got to be honest, I was just so fed up with watching. I was so.
We never would have guessed you were so fed up with watching.
Like, this is what I
have. This is a major revelation to all of us.
Go home and I watch that garbage, and I'm sitting there, and I'm. Oh, look, I tracked everything. I kept waiting for the run. I'd look at it. Look at it all written down, right? See,
that to me, that's a you problem. You charted that game last night.
Charted the game.
That's not a Suns problem. That's a Gambo problem.
You know what I was waiting for?
What are you charting that for?
You know what I was waiting for? A run! Just some run, anything. Get back in the game. It's 60-39 at the half. It's 60-39. Fight. Come out of halftime and show me something. Nothing. Aldridge, DeRozan, Rudy Gay, right by Josh Jackson like he's not there. Aldridge with a tip in. Ariza, Forbes, Aldridge, Gay with the pull-up over Ayton. Mills, DeRozan, Aldridge. Nothing. No run. Nothing. They never tried to get back in the game. I don't understand. This is the NBA. Everybody makes a run. You get down 20, you make a run, you cut it to 10. You get down 25, you make a run. Everybody makes a run, except the Suns. They don't make a run. They're just, we're happy. We're down by 30. We're good.
Jordan is the... Is the defibrillator in the break room, is it charged?
Yeah, we just made sure.
Is it fully charged? Okay, guys,
I
just want to make sure.
So watch this.
Did you bring your blood pressure pills? Are they... Okay, I just want to make sure.
I always have my blood pressure.
There's like 4 or 5 days a year where we always we like pull the staff and we like who's gonna resuscitate Gambo when he has a heart attack. You know, it happens like 4 or 5 times a year where we go, okay, this we need to like take a straw poll around the newsroom. Who is in a position? Who's got the proper training to be able to resuscitate Gambo when he has a heart attack?
Just don't let me
show
die.
A hand.
Just,
I mean, we don't want you to die. That's why we ask. That's why we're polling the newsroom.
I don't think you have to do mouth to mouth anymore.
No, we learned this the last time you had your Alex Avila rant. We learned you don't actually have to do mouth to mouth anymore. It's just the chest compression. So we just need somebody who's gone through the training recently. So that you're not going to have a heart attack on us in the middle of the show. Yeah. It's.
I got to bring. Listen, I've got a limo for Ariza. I've got one for Ryan. I got one for Tyson. I need more limos. I need to go. Ariza, my God, that doesn't want to be here. Why'd you sign? Oh, he should have done a visit. If he would have done a visit here, then he would have known not to sign. Well, why did you do a visit? Why'd you waste $15 million?
Why did you give him $15
million? Why? I mean, why did you?
I mean, okay,
if he would have had a visit, if he would have had a visit, maybe he wouldn't have signed here. Because you should have done a visit. Why did you agree right away on the first day of free agency to come here if you didn't want to be here?
Because they gave him $15 million. It's not all Ariza's fault. If somebody gave you $15 million for 1 year of work.
I think I'd work hard for that money.
I know, but would you visit? Or you go, ooh, $15 million, I'll go.
But I would try. Like, I would work
hard. I'll give you that. But it's not the Suns gave Trevor Ariza $15 million for 1 year's work. I'm not going to blame him for not taking a visit. $15 million for 1 year. It's a lot of money. Sure, I'll come. I'll come play basketball for you for $15 million for 1 year.
$50 million. Trevor Ariza, Ryan Anderson, Tyson Chandler. Wow.
Igor Kokoschkov speaking specifics now. You mentioned Ryan Anderson. Last night, TJ Warren started. Is this power forward spot open between the two?
Well, it's open. It's open in terms of, you know, when you play the way you're playing. I mean, it's both of them, they're unique players. You know, they bring different type of strength, so they're different, and we'll see. It depends on the game plan and on the matchups a lot of times, but you know, it's not written in the stone any way around.
Look, our executive producer Rod Lakin just popped his head in the studio. He just wants to make sure you're alive.
I'm okay.
He just wants to make sure you're alive. Yeah,
I've got my pills. I got my blood pressure pills.
Because he's management, HR requires him to come in here and check on you. It's a mandatory visit. He's required to be here by HR.
Listen, if you really care about my health, force me not to watch the next couple of Suns games. Like, if you really seriously care about our health.
Go on sabbatical.
Listen, I mean, that's what we should do. Listen, for all the talk show hosts out there, don't watch the Suns game. For your own health, don't watch the Suns game.
So, with all that being said, is it time for the Suns to do something about it? And what is it exactly? That's next on the Burns and Gambo Show.